Shalom, this is Billy Brim. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us today to pray a certain way. I feel led that we should pray a certain way. The earth right now, all over the world, it's wars and rumors of wars. And it's like Syria is an arena almost for playing out of things between Israel and Iran and Turkey, and this morning things about Turkey and Syria. So things are boiling up, and it was reported by a UN watchdog committee that Iran now has enough uranium for a nuclear bomb. We know that Israel won't let that happen. So right now, leaders of the earth, kings and those in authority need the guidance of the creator of the universe says. And so I want us to pray, like the Bible says, first of all, for those who are in authority, for kings, and for all who are in authority. I believe that there are some, anyway, I'm not going to go into all that, but God knows who he considers a leader and who he considers in authority. And we don't know. And we don't know exactly what to tell him to have the leaders do. But the Bible tells us that when we know not how to pray as we ought, the Holy Spirit helps us pray with, this is Romans 8:26, with groanings or with utterances. Actually, one translator said, with something that can't be put into intelligible speech, or one of the languages of this world. Now, there is a scripture that I would like us to stand on this morning, to lift up to the Lord, and I'm going to read it to you first before we pray. I have in the back of my Bible guidance scriptures. In my Bible, there's lots of pages that you can write notes. And in the back of my Bible, I put scriptures, I write them down, that I need to meditate when I'm seeking guidance. And one of them is this one, Deuteronomy 4:36. Out of heaven, he makes me to hear his voice, so that he might instruct me. Deuteronomy 4:36. Out of heaven, he makes me to hear his voice, so that he might instruct me. Oh, Father, how thankful we are that out of heaven you make us to hear your voice so that you might instruct us. This morning we come to you in accordance with 1 Timothy 2:1 and your exhortation that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks should be made for all men through, and this is through the channel of praying for their leaders. We know that the leaders affect what happens to all men. And so for kings and for those who are in authority or those that should be in authority, and maybe they're more in authority than we know, but for all of these, and you know who they are, we ask you today out of heaven to make them hear your voice so that you might instruct them. Speak, we pray, out of heaven to the leaders who affect us all. And we thank you, Father, that we can ask you to give us the verbiage through that supernatural, marvelous vehicle of communication that is in other tongues. Oh, Lord, in the name above every name. I hear from those who have gone to heaven and come back that there they don't even have to use their known speech. It's just a communication without speech. We haven't come to those heights yet. We do, Father, in the name above all names, thank you and praise you for this tongue. that we have for this dispensation, that we have this way to communicate and ask you to give us utterance when we know not how to pray as we ought. And so, Father, we are praying and lifting up our voices right now according to what we've already said, that out of heaven, you will make them hear your voice so that you can instruct them. We thank you for it and give you thanks for the opportunity for all these together in this prayer meeting to pray together this morning or wherever they are. It might be evening, but, oh, Lord, how we praise you that we can lift our voices together. We can mix and mingle our voices together in prayer, and it's unity because it's in the Spirit.
Grande vero, mange shita, moho nakai, nakahala baratish kota.
Give it to me. Makitot.
Oh, yana vito. Yele bela bai, yana kohola gabi, yolo gombri kala kabrate. Ijunur mahalakito do gombri kala kabate. Kavida hala kobre kashando to kohola kafle. Kashita nanno nombre kala kafito. Kamina kai anaka hala barati. Ijana nombre kala kafito. Kele donje de kohola kapai anaka hola kafake. Ijudu gwa makidonya mikalai. Grivanyo akalanito. Berakunda. Berakunda paya. Mahoria angora biscanio. Beledonia agalabito grabanito makali. Televratoshka. Makikata. No bredanie, Nikolaka. Giribowa is juna andierno. Gabiloto, gabilatania, gabilaniero, gahanie telivanio, griscanio, kranienika, hamali toramaki, gonieli banio, agaladinio, shene vita. Vita. Maki. Goba. Gabidania. Gabidania vero. Come le casco d'ombrette di cambrande, che ve le dusco d'ombre che le cambrate di cambrate di cambrate. Ma ragione me cahala cambrande ne cahala cambrate. Dilibratosco. Dilibrata la cahabra. Gabidania la capre. Mastiura macchina gnò, gavinia, macora, ma guidagne ne che le dasco? Oh, baratito, baratito, baratito. Melatonia mi cala capre, ma si miato. Me si dono macai. Papi della compra che li calca fatti li compro a sé. Di librato a sé, mi li coho la caprate. Mi librato a sé, mi li coho la caprate, li coda a santita. Ma li cobra me che la codase per a catasca. Che li braha la cassetto, di coho la campacchi. E libratuario na kohola kafrate. Bujwa. Mekala kibra makala kopre. E gidanyo na kora kalita. Kabritwa makala kopre kakala kapra. Bujwa no no no. Makidanyo no kobra. Gevelenyora mahaya nora mi konya delinya nora ni aya. Beleswa. Beleswato. Gabrito, gabrito, gabrito. Modanye. Agavid toramai. Ashana makora bakala kahala brote tene gambrote. Mokala kabrote le kondiang durgu buhushante. Gili vratora makahala kasite. So kala maratishko. Gabi latanya ne kohola kafrito le godoche le godoshke de brato. Gili bratoa. Gilibratora makaya. Beshwina. Beshwina mi adore. Makile tashka. Father. Oh, Father. Gilibritua. Magadushka debra miko lo gavri mako lo konye nikala. Krida la kofre kalakahapsito. Che me nai, n'angora. N'angora mia, gandale gobratti, dalle gobratti de cambrette. Vizua! Mi li combretto! Gabidiano! Amiterrota, aguilandora, Ashtiano no cobre calacatuta. Ebre dua, mekele codevre, mekele gadambre, ishtiano, ishtiano, ishtiano.
Alevatora, cavitaniana cohala capre, cachandoro cohola caprita. E dua. I tua nero, i tua nacchi. Samba la terra, io macca la cotogna, ne cojo la pavre. Chi vedo tua, vedi gomba, e le gabito. E che la bandora, ma caja la cattito, da gobrettagna, ne colo cobra. E galavrandesche, e galavrandosca, mai a tiro nombre. Cagliora, mahalitonia, ne calavra. Vosca. Oh, galapapatito. Male baratanieto. Camina kera. Oh, shaparatisco, cambia calacaflate. Meñaco, meñaco, meñaco. Me le daño, me le daño, me le daño. Cabra tosche te li cambiate. Ma le dovre me ne cahala cafra in dove goto hoshate. Calibra de la compre he li cafra fi de godaha shante de li god kashka dovre. Kashana god barakata ta alibata. Ma ci darò pesche d'ambra calaca alla caffitto. Calavra dalla comprette di cala campratto da cojonciante. Cavido da comprette di cala caffratte da gonzonce da cojonciante da cojonfratto. Mastiato, mastiato. Oh, alla chito. Ma? Ti hanno ancora patito, gadangeli, godosche, da caracatancio. Di vivro tueria, bacca lo covrene, ne coho la cavrane, ne cambrata la comprete, ne gadasca toria, tala capfate. Cavignano non nombre, calacaha la capfate, de cotoho scette, de cotoho sciantita. Caperotegne, ne coho govra, bahaletonia, ma calacotave, becco lo copre. E gini ma caia na corra pa chi, anieca la cobre calandia la chigno no copratti di contos. Calibratos che deia. Camina caja la cafracto de cotoco shantita. Gale gardiene ne calaga dambra cala cafracti de cotos e da corra capacca. E giù d'oro cojo la cafra, te de cotojo shunte, de cotojo shantito. Che le breto agnana cojo la cafra, te de cotojo shantito, caja la cafra. Che le don diana? Gala gabrande de cotontontonta, de cojombolo comprette. Tavratasha non ho copiato di cahala caffrante di coho da capo. Caricare cariandolo con pratti di cotoho sciantete. Cavilatone ne cala caffrante. Galivratore capracritolo coho scete di cahanie. Martorska tevrano no copo. I do the quara matito lo comprani in vento, lo compri calandani, Nicola. Oh, precious Father,
Calivranda la cobrete di calaghi d'agnagne ne corco brisca a ginecherio n'angeli toro na caia ne cahala cavra magnene ne non bregne ieri antora brataia ne cola cammino ne cobrate la cagna ne caia e le bretua ma chi de coto hosciotte Elevra Tashka Tanya ne Kahalafra. Kolevredinya non nombre kalakafrakti de Gadahashanti. Delivra toi, malakohora bakino no kohula kafre. Mishwanyo no kopra. Mishwaneria makahai. Avitala donye, kalamakara gadanye. Kilivrandora bakala kahalakai, anakahala kavrakti de katanya ne kohula. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Che le ballande le caliante, le covrande le caia, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ora va alla caia, dicendo il nome che la caffratte. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've had my Bible open here while we prayed onto my scriptures that I have in the back. Oh, I have a lot of scriptures written down to meditate when I'm seeking the Lord about something. And I read you that one, Deuteronomy 4:36. Out of heaven he makes me to hear his voice, so that he might instruct me. We prayed that for leaders today, but we also, he does that with us. And right close by, I have a couple of other scriptures, and I'm going to read them to you. Proverbs 1:23. I believe these things are happening to us. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. I believe that's what the Father's doing. And that was Proverbs 1:23. Here's Proverbs 1:33. He who listens to me will dwell securely and will be undisturbed by fear of evil. So that we take for us. There's lots of evil in the world. Satan's on his last leg. He's fighting for his survival. But today, and often I notice, the Lord says to us, listen. Read Proverbs 1:33 again. He who listens to me will dwell securely and will be undisturbed by fear of evil. So let us listen now as we hear what our prayers were about today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Brother Max.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody on this phone call. Listening now and later. Praise the Lord. Okay. First line. Understand this morning. Understand this morning. Next line. You already said it. Listen. Don't write that down. Next line. Listen. To me, listen to my friend. And come to me. Listen to me. Listen to my friend. And come to me. And this is just me talking now, just the Holy Spirit wants me to share this really quick. When the Lord gave us these words, I heard it from several people saying, like, Max, the grammar doesn't match. And my answer to them, the Lord is speaking to us. Focus on His words and not how He lined it up for you the way that you wanted to understand it.
You don't need to be at all concerned about the grammar.
Concerned about
every
yeah.
bit of it. Every bit of it fits the Hebrew way, if you would say it
okay.
in Hebrew.
Praise the Lord.
Yep.
Next line. John 14, verse 6. John, the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6.
You know what just came to me?
What?
He didn't create the world in English.
Oh.
He created everything
Thank
in
you.
Hebrew. And the syntax is exactly right in the Hebrew.
That is right.
So now we have John 14:6.
John 14:6. Then. It is the last time many antichrist. It is the last time many antichrist. Yeah, that's antichrist. Next line. Well, I told you Ezekiel 38:39 is coming. I told you Ezekiel 38:39 is coming. Next chapter, the next line. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. 1 John 2, 18. Okay, underline this line here. The book is sealed. It's not sealed. The book is sealed. And I am opening that again. Let me read that again. The book is sealed. And I am opening that again. Underline it. Daniel 12, verse 4. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4.
Mm-mm.
Next line. The powers, yeah, there's an S in the end. The powers of heaven, it will be shaken. Read it again. The powers of heaven, it will be shaken. Next line. And underline this one too. I am your God, and I am the way. I am your God, and I am the way. Next line. Luke chapter 21, verses 25 and 26. Luke 21, verses 25 and 26. Next line. Call my name, church. Call my name, church. Next line, Romans chapter 10, verse 13, 1-3. The line below it, on next line, Romans 10:15. So the first one is Romans 10, verses 13. The next line is Romans 10, verse 15.
Verse 15 or 13?
Okay, Romans 10:13, that's one line. And then the one after that, he gave us Romans 10:15. He skipped 14.
Okay, just a minute.
Yeah, two separate lines here.
Okay.
Romans 10:13. Okay. And then Romans 10:15. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next line. It will come and it shall pass. This generation. Okay, let me read this again. It will come and it shall pass. This generation. It will come and it shall pass. This generation. Next line, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. Isaiah 2, 2. Matthew 24:34. So the book of Matthew, chapter 24, yeah, verse 34. Next line, or underline it too. My day is near, and it shall be time. I'll read it again. My day is near, and it shall be time.
Be time, T-I-M-E?
T-I-M-E, yes. Be time. My day is near and shall be time. Ezekiel, next line. Ezekiel 30:30, verse 3. Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 3. Next line. Next line. Walk, you have my spirit. This is the time. Walk, you have my spirit. This is the time. Next line, also strong. Just keep my laws. Just keep my laws. Next line, Ezekiel 36, verse 27. Ezekiel 36, verse 27. Next line, all created by me, be strong. You have my grace. All created by me, be strong. You have my grace. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. Ephesians 3, chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Underline this one too. The world need me more than ever. So go. G-O. The world need me more than ever. So go. Next line. Mark 16, verse 15. Mark 16, verse 15. Next line, my power is in you, in my right hand. I'll read it again. My power is in you, in my right hand. Exodus 15, verse 6. Yeah, that's it. Exodus 15, verse 6. My power is in you. Oh, okay. My power is in you. Number 45, last name, and Israel. My power is in you. 45, Israel.
Is there an and or just the last name, and then the next word is Israel?
There's no end, yeah. Last name, Israel. My power is in you, 45, Israel.
Okay.
Next line. Consider all the ways that power manifests, P-S and N, in me. Consider all the way that power manifests in me. Next line, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. I know it's a lot of nines today. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Next line, I can work through any situation, and the fulfillment of my will. I'll read it again. It's a very long line. I can work through any situation, and the fulfillment of my will. Second Corinthians 10, verse 9. Second Corinthians 10, verse 9. Oh my God. Next line, Second Corinthians 13, verse 4. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Next line, underline it. Just believe that God the Father was at work. I'll read it again. Just believe that God the Father was at work. W-O-R-K. Okay. Next line. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 21. Sorry, through 21. Ephesians 1, chapter 1. Verses 19, 20, and 21. Whoa, hallelujah. Next line. At work in me. just as it is in you. At work in me, yes. At work in me, just as it is in you. Next line, I am your light and your life. I am your light and your life. Oh, underline it. I'm sorry. I didn't say that earlier. I am your light and your life. Psalm 27, verse 1. Psalm 27, 1. Next line. I told you that I will give you the keys, and you have the keys. Okay, I'll read it again. I told you that I will give you the keys, and you have the keys. Next line, Matthew 16, verse 19. Matthew 16, verse 19. Next line, almost done here. Praise the Lord. Next line, my power and glory, so you can know me. My power and glory, so you can know me. Romans 1:20. Yeah, that's 20. Romans 1:20. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. 2:0. Trust in me.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let me mark my book here while I... while I get my computer. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I have to fire it up. Thank you for everyone that's praying today, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And I trust you for your blessings upon their lives.
Yes,
Lord. You know, folks, I would like to see if you might read my blog that I posted yesterday. It has a very supernatural thing. One of the times that Brother Halverson said and told me that I was to help prayers was the last thing I ever heard from him before he departed earth. And I wrote about it yesterday in my blog. You could read that at billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.org. On our homepage under blogs. And you'll just see how important it is, how important you are, how important you are. That's why God gave me the anointing to help prayers. But you'll hear one of the supernatural ways. This isn't the only time I heard it from Brother Halverson, but this is the last time I heard it, and it's the last thing he said. So you'll see that in the blog. All right, we begin with this statement from the Lord. Understand this morning. And I believe that when he says that, he gives us, he's saying, understand, like he said, light be. I believe that he's not only encouraging us to understand, but he's giving us the ability to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Understand this morning. Listen to me. listen to my friends and come to me. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Wow.
It is the last time many antichrists. I told you Ezekiel 38:39 is coming. 1 John 2:18. Children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that Antichrist is coming. So now, many antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. Oh, it is the last hour, folks. The book, now, and then very strong, the book is sealed, and I am coming, and I am opening that again. Now, here I wanted you to see, in English we would say the book is sealed with an E-D on the end. But you don't do that in Hebrew. You say, ha-sefer, the book, segur. Segur is closed.
Okay.
Ha-sefer segur. And I'm sure that's what is written in Daniel 12:4. So don't get excited because your English grammar does not, this is an interpretation of Hebrew, I'm sure, unto us. The book is sealed, and I am opening that again, underlined, Daniel 12:4. Hmm. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Excuse me. Well, this is the book of Daniel, which God told Daniel to seal through the angel until the time of the end. But the Lord says he's opening that, so that means it's the time of the end. Mm-hmm. And that means he's giving us understanding now. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you for giving us understanding of the book of Daniel, because there's one more week of God dealing with Israel left in the 70 weeks. And you know, we have a really good teaching on Daniel and the book of Revelation that you could get with 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute. The powers of heaven, it will be shaken. I am your God, and I am the way. Luke 21. 25 and 26. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken.
Hallelujah.
Call my name, church. Romans 10:13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It will come, and it shall pass, this generation.
Hmm.
Isaiah 2:2. He's speaking us so much about the last days, the last time.
Yes.
This one even goes over, this scripture goes over into the millennium.
Yeah.
He's given us almost every time he gives us, either from Isaiah or Micah, this passage, which is in what's going to happen. It shall come to pass in the end of days that the mountain of the Lord, of the house of the Lord, shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow into it. Now, this is millennial. You can see that if you read on down through verse 4, where it says, he shall judge between the nations, decide disputes, they shall beat their swords into plowshares. What will happen is, on this earth, God has a plan for earth. He's not through with earth. He's going to bring it to perfection. Everything God has will come to perfection. And so in the next 7 years, in the next, excuse me, next 1,000 years, first we're going to have the 7 years of tribulation, and that's a marriage supper. But in the last 1,000 years, that's when this will happen. It will come to pass that the mountain of the Lord's house, that's the Temple Mount in Israel, will be the highest of all the mountains. And it shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations, the sheep nations who are left, shall flow to it. So it will come to pass. And I'm, let's see what Matthew 24 says. Matthew 24:34. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Oh, my. I'm wondering if he tells us that we are that generation that shall even see the millennial come.
I believe he is telling us that.
I believe he is telling us that.
I believe he is.
We could be wrong, of course, but I believe he's telling us that. My day is near, it shall be time. Ezekiel 30, verse 3. For the day is near, the day of the Lord, Jehovah, is near. It will be a day of clouds, a time of doom for the nations.
Mm-hmm.
He's judging the nations now. And it says here in my ESV, I'm looking at doom for, I'm going to see what it says in the King James. For the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near. A cloudy day, it shall be the time of the nations. The judgment of the nations. I'm going to read it in the New American Standard. For the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near. It will be a day of clouds. It will be a day of doom. They used it again for the nations. And they have added that because it's in italics. But since the next verse talks about judgment of nations, I think that's why they used it. But it's the time of judgment of the nations. And even the Amplified reads, for the day is near, even the day of Jehovah is near, a cloudy day, it shall be the time, and then in brackets they put, of doom for the nations. So evidently, all of these translators felt like it was a time of judgment for the nations. And it is. I see it all around. They're bringing judgment upon themselves.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Walk.
Miss,
have my, what?
Miss Billy, I'm sorry.
Please. Are you there, Max?
I'm here, but I don't know who I'm here.
I don't know who that is, but please don't break in. All right. Walk. You have my spirit. This is the time. Just keep my laws. And just keep my laws is in, it's emphasized.
Yes.
And here we have another Ezekiel. We have Ezekiel 36, 27. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ezekiel 36, 27. I'm going to go back. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. That's English Standard. Let's look at NASB. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
Okay.
Actually, it's mishpat, and I think it means my commandments. Let's see what it says in the King James. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them.
Mm.
So, praise the Lord. We need to keep his judgments, keep his laws of faith, his laws of love. All created by me, be strong. You have my grace.
Mm-hmm.
And here we're going to have Ephesians 3, 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Christ. Mm-hmm. All created by him.
Hallelujah.
And then 2 Timothy 2, 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Whoa.
Hallelujah. My goodness.
Thank you.
Oh, precious
Thank you.
Lord. Such
Thank you.
Accuracy of the Spirit in the Scriptures.
Thank you.
And I know, folks, that you're doing like I'm doing. I'll come back and write them in, and oh, my goodness. The world need me more than ever. So go.
Yes.
Mark 16, 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah.
Hmm. Wow. This is for all of us.
It's for all of us, uh-huh.
For all of us.
My power is in you, in my right hand. Exodus 15, 6. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's King James. I'm going to see. Yes. The English Standard reads, your right hand, O Lord, which is Jehovah, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. Then my power is in you, the last name of a former leader of the U.S., and then Israel. My power is in you, that last name, Israel. consider all the ways that power manifests in me. 2 Corinthians 12:9.
Ah.
So he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
Ooh.
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, may rest upon me. Isn't that interesting? Mm. His power even manifests in our weakness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is for someone. I believe this is for someone.
I do too. And the next verse, I'm going to read it, even though he didn't give it to us here. For the sake of the Anointed One, Messiah, then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. When I am weak, then I am strong. So, what he's telling maybe someone particularly and us,
don't be
concerned about weakness. He's powerful in your weakness. Don't be concerned about insults. He's powerful in your insults when they insult you. Don't be concerned about hardships. He'll manifest his power in your hardship. Or persecutions, he'll manifest his power. In calamities, he'll manifest his power. Look at the next line. This is what he said to us. I can work through any situation.
Oh, my Jesus, yes.
And the fulfillment of my will. 2 Corinthians 10:9. I do not want to appear to be frightening you with my letters. 2 Corinthians 13:4. Since you seek, for he was crucified in weakness, but lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him. But in dealing with you, we will live with him by the power of God.
Huh.
So it doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter the weakness. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even Jesus was crucified, and it looked like a great weakness, but no, he lives. He was resurrected.
Yes.
We also are weak in him, but in dealing with you, we will live with him by the power of God. I'm going to read that in the New American. For indeed, he was crucified because of weakness, yet he lives because of the power of God. This is good. I like it in the New American. For we also are weak in him, yet we will live with him because of the power of God directed toward you. So weakness is not even to be considered, because he's strong. He's strong, and he works in us. He's strong in us. Just believe that God the Father was at work. Ephesians 1:19-21. And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenlies. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
Huh.
Hallelujah. resurrection power.
Thank you, Lord.
Resurrection power. And this scripture says that he wants us to understand it. If you go up a few verses, it says he wants us to understand the greatness of his power, which is toward us.
Yes.
And it's resurrection power. And we and resurrection power works in us. Don't consider weakness. Resurrection power is in us.
Amen.
At work in me, just as it is in you, I am your light and your life. I believe this is Jesus saying resurrection power was at work in him, but it's also at work in us.
Yeah.
That's what the previous verses have said. It's resurrection power. I am your light and your life. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light.
Hallelujah.
And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread?
Wow.
I told you that I will, is it will or would?
Will.
I told you that I will give you the keys. And you have the keys.
Yep.
Matthew 16:19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. That's the New American. Here is the King James. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I use that scripture all the time. My power and glory, so you can know me. Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
Mm.
And I'm going to go back to the English Standard. For his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. In other words, you look all around you, there's his eternal power and divine nature so that you can know him. So they are without excuse, those who act against God and disobey God.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
So he displayed, in other words, his power and glory in creation. Look at verse 19. He didn't give us that, but let's read it. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world. So that we can know him, he has displayed himself in what's created. I'm going to read you that in the New American. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made or created, so that they are without excuse. Trust in me.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And wow, so, hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. I'm going to be with you at noontime out at Prayer Mountain, and we'll see you there, either live streaming or come if you can. And we always have some food for you so that the praying people can enjoy fellowship around food and just being with each other after prayer. So, shalom, shalom. I'll see you there.
Shalom, shalom.